All right, we're here at the Iowa Renewable Fuels Summit. With me is Matt Depp, who is Executive Director for the Iowa Cattlemen's Association. He played a part in a panel on the synergies of livestock and ethanol, particularly about the use of dry distiller's grains, the distiller grain co-product of ethanol in the livestock industry. So, Matt, tell me what that has meant, particularly for the cattle industry in Iowa.
Well, for Iowa feedlot operators, certainly it means that they've got another option out there that's a cost-effective option other than corn to put into their rations as a energy source in a cost-effective way.
Mm-hmm. So how has it grown in this state, the use of DDGs?
Well, I think naturally, and it's hard to, in terms of the use in the feedlot sector, it's hard to kind of chart that out because different producers and different production systems use different rates of inclusion, certainly, but certainly Iowa cattle feeders kind of abide by that culture of we're farmer feeders and we're really interested in utilizing the best technology to put food on the table for our consumers in the most cost-effective way. And so over the last 5 to 10 years, it's definitely increased, and that's what I could say about that.
Well, now, what about the quality issue? I know that that's always been an issue as far as that's concerned. Do you want to make sure that you know, we've had branded DDGs coming out now, that Distiller's Gold, that kind of thing. How has that worked into increasing the use of distiller's grains?
Well, I think that's certainly something that's going to play out some more in the market in terms of if we continually push toward, you know, the consistency is what I think about. If I'm a feedlot producer and getting from a specific plant, I'd like that product to be the same so I can use it the same way and expect the same type of results out of it. And I think that's something that the industry is looking at right now. If you look at the ethanol industry specifically, certainly something that we want them to look at and want to partner on with looking at them. Because, again, it comes back to it's a cost-effective feed stuff that definitely can make those cattle go through that feedlot phase in a better way from an expense standpoint.
Now, Iowa is a major corn-producing state. It's a major cattle-producing state, major hog-producing state, major soybean-producing state, ranks one or two in pretty much all of those things. The title of your panel was Synergies Between Livestock and Ethanol. What does that synergies word mean to you?
Synergies, you know, working together. I almost think when I was driving up here this afternoon and kind of thinking of what I was going to say in that presentation, I almost think about that symbiotic relationship that we talk about in biology in high school or college or whatnot. But synergies, you know, trying to do more with less when it comes down to it. And ultimately, when we're talking about ethanol and how that feeds in and plays into the livestock industry from a cattle perspective, the synergy is we utilize that kernel more efficiently. Bottom line, rather than just cracking it and throwing it in the bunk, we're going to get some added value out of it through many different processes, not only ethanol, but kind of extracting some of those other byproducts out of it, and then take the remainder and feed it back to cattle, because we know cattle can be very effective and efficient recycler, so to speak, of many different feedstuffs.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it seems like a lot of type ethanol is not going away, at least at this point in time, despite the best efforts of many.
Sure.
But it seems like when you are the largest, among the largest livestock producers and the largest grain producers, it makes sense to work together, right?
Well, I think so. And in Iowa, one of the things that I'm seeing more and more, and one of those concepts that I keep hearing about, you know, I talked about it in my presentation, but that concept of energy use. Mm-hmm. And, you know, is it effective to ship our feed way, way far away to where it's going to be fed and then ship that product back to the consumer? Mm-hmm. Rather, in Iowa, we've got the feed right across the bunk, literally, and we've got a lot of other benefits from a livestock and agronomic standpoint that make us the breadbasket of the country and, to some respects, the world, too. So,
as a cattle producer, what did you learn during this presentation at this summit this year?
Well, I think overall, my light bulb that came out of my head during the summit is, you know, reaching out and making some interconnections there. And ultimately, you know, there's a lot of uses that we haven't yet come across for some of our ag products. Mm-hmm. And kind of taking that value-added approach. So,
thank you very much, Matt, and thank you for being here and being part of the summit. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.